All right, hey, this is John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm with Rich Robinson of the Magpie Salute. Rich, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Man, let's hear about this very cool White Falcon.
Steve Stern made it for me. I mean, I've always had White Falcons, and I think the first one I got was for Southern Harmony, like 1991.
Right.
The Shake Your Moneymaker tour. But it was a double cutaway, and I always wanted a single cutaway. And so after I lost all those guitars in Hurricane Sandy, I started, you know,
rebuilding,
yeah, some more stuff. And Steve Stern, you know, he and I spoke, and he built this for me. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fabulous. I would never guess that's a newish guitar. But you put a lot of miles on it.
Yeah, some people, you know, look, when sometimes you age them, I know some people are like, you know, they should tour for 20 years. Well, I've already done that. I've toured for 30 years. And when I play a new guitar, it feels weird. So you scrape some of the newness off of it, it plays better, and it tends to feel a little better to me. You
know? Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
It's cool, and, you know, he's such a great dude. I have this and a Black Falcon, and one of my Gretches survived. It was a 56 Streamliner.
Ooh.
So, and Steve tweaked it for me when I sent it back to him. So it came back, it sounds really cool, it's great.
Yeah. Great. And the Bigsby, I know you work it quite a bit. Do you have pretty good luck keeping it in tune?
Yeah, yeah. You know, as long as you don't do it too much.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Fabulous. Okay, that's a great start. Let's talk about another.
These cool pickups. I just put in these TV Jones pickups that were, they fit where DeArmond's would fit.
Right.
So they're a little bit smaller profile, but they sound great.
Yeah, they do sound great.
Yeah, really cool.
Fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's talk about number two.
All right, well.
We've got your tech, Red.
He's just up from sleeping all night.
Rocking the Hugh Hefner look, that's good.
So this is one that was restored, which I think maybe you guys talked about, RS guitars, I don't know. This is a 68
I've had.
I got this before I made Shake Your Moneymaker.
Wow.
And so apparently the top was coming off and they had to put a shiv in and fix it and do all this, but they did a phenomenal job.
That was a flood victim
yep.
as well?
Yep, exactly. So I've had this forever. Wow. It's a great guitar.
Does it sound as good as it
sounds
did before?
Better. Well, I don't know why.
You know what?
Sounds
other people
better.
Have mentioned that. Yeah. Like we had a flood in Nashville, and a few people that had their guitars in the flood said, oh, they're even better now.
It does sound better. I don't know why. You know, I mean, but RS made new pickups and wound them to like an appropriate. My 335 did not sound better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some work, some don't. You
yeah.
know? But this one sounds far better than it ever did.
Wow, so that's really great. Cool. Okay, happy accident.
Absolutely. But I'm going to turn this over to Doug since he's up and ready for camera.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Rich, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
cheers.
Man.
Okay, so now we're with Red Redler, tech and actually author of The Guitarist's Guide to Maintenance and Repair.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks,
great
man.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
You bet, man. Well, let's hear about these sweet babies that...
Everything we've had since the last tour, both right off the shelf, reliced, you know, we reliced the guitars, you know, people complain about it, people can argue all they want about it, but Rich discussed it and he told me how he felt about it.
Yeah.
This is Gibson Custom Shop, modeled after a 1962 SG. I keep it in a low tuning. We tune it down to C, CFC, FAC. So
low
and really. And I finally got Rich to use some heavier strings on there. We use a 52 on there. It's a 52 to a 10. So we'll use that on Horsehead tonight.
Oh, very cool. Are the pickups stock?
Pickups
on that?
Are stock. Pickups are stock Gibson pickups. We the only thing we did to it was just had a new nut, new bridge put on it. That's it.
Perfect.
And just. We got it beat up. I think Cobra Guitars, Jimmy Carbonetti in New York did both of these.
Great.
He reliced them back right when we got them.
Great.
With the Black Falcon, it's...
This one has such a cool kind of patina going on it now.
Yeah, he did some funky stuff on it. He added that little armrest. TV Jones classic pickups.
Great.
And it's like Rich's favorite guitar. He loves that guitar. Really great for the feedback, which... he could control, which I can't. But
yeah, it's very cool the way he kind of leans into it. And
to me, it just screams.
Yeah.
But these are two of his favorites. You know.
Great. Well, perfect. Well, let's talk about amps.
Sure.
All right, we're in amp land. Let's hear all about it.
This has pretty much been the setup for a long time now. We've just scaled it down a bit. Reason SM25. It's a 25 watt single speaker. Had that for a long time. Box AC30, both on at the same time, both cranking loud. We don't do any switching. They're both just on during the whole show.
Right, so you're just kind of getting that blend of two different tones.
Mm-hmm. And he likes to feel it. That's why they're on the floor. He doesn't like the amps. He doesn't like the amps on a rise or anything like that. He really likes to feel the power that the amp's giving him. We used to have a subwoofer as well on the bigger stages to give him that, you know, to give him the feel.
Okay, very cool.
You got the full-tone tape echoes, of course, real tape echoes.
That's great. Are you running both of them or is one a backup?
This one is a long delay. Long delay, this guy's just a slapback.
Oh, very cool.
Delay. And we got this, it's a reverb made. It's called Soulmate. And it's actually a spring reverb, an analog spring reverb. So, and it's been holding up really well, better than the reverb tanks we would bring around, which were always breaking.
Huh. Do you get, when you stomp on the floor, do you get that thing, or is it a little quieter?
I haven't done it yet, but we haven't had that problem at all.
Nothing.
But I haven't looked in it, but they say it's a three spring reverb.
Wow, how cool!
And it sounds great.
Wow, are the full tone echoes? Are they a lot of maintenance for you, or pretty quick?
Keep the heads clean. I change the tapes as much as possible.
Huh?
Yeah, after a while, and it sounds better when you clean the heads and change the tapes.
Sure. Although that dirt in there is kind of cool too. That gets more funky and whatever.
Right. But also sometimes they'll freeze up during a show, and I can't risk that.
Right.
And I have one ready just in case.
Right.
So we have a third. We have a third backup.
Oh, very cool. Well, this is the perfect segue into pedal land.
Well, this pedal board was made by our friends at Exactone in Nashville. Barry's hiding behind the rig over there. He came down to just give us a little maintenance on it, see what's been going on.
Clean, man.
It's beautiful. They do great work.
And yeah.
They're always available if I need any help. But it's been great. It's real simple. We have the flip tremolo, which Rich always uses. Songs like Seeing Things. This is a boost that RS Effects, that RS Guitar Works in Winchester, who saved Rich's Gold Top in 335. So they took the paint off the Gold Top and made a little boost pedal
for
him.
Oh, that's so great.
It's got binding, the rhythm and treble switch. And that's really when Rich is doing a solo, that's what he's using.
Just to kind of bring those amps up a little bit.
And it sounds great.
Great.
Soul and Pickle and the Red Llama for some overdrive.
Great, both way huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been great. Those are both custom pedals for Rich. Full tone Clyde. The Layla, I believe it's Layla, they say it rhymes with tequila.
Okay.
Their mono volume pedal.
Okay.
Strymon Lex, which is like a Leslie, little Leslie simulator.
Sure.
I love these, the Layla, the little dual, because when you're using two amplifiers, not only does it have a grounding switch, which will prevent grounding problems, it has a phasing switch too.
Oh, that's great.
So if you're using two different amps, we used to have to go and solder, you know, switch the wires on the speaker.
Right.
Now you hit one switch on there. And that's really helped out a couple of times, especially if an amp goes out, I have to throw up a spare.
Right.
Just hit the phasing switch and it goes.
Yeah, that's great.
It goes right in.
And what is the mystery timer
the
thing?
The on timer, it's a Zoo effect. And it's a fan of the band, and it's really just a clock, but it also works as a stopwatch too. So if you want to know how long a song's going, how much time's left in the set, I can program it in or just hit one switch, and it'll turn into a stopwatch.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really cool.
And so and you're using the Mastermind to go through presets of different pedal combinations.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot, but he has a few.
Yeah.
So we have every pedal and the Echoplex is in the Mastermind.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Every, you know, if you want, you know, he has a few programs, but
yeah,
you know, we use, you know, six total. He's not crazy with it.
Yeah, very cool. And running out of here in stereo to the amps.
It goes to the amps and the tube tape echoes are on the loop as well. And I have to mention the bright switch by our friends at Rockstock Pedals. It's called.
Oh yeah.
It turns on and off and you can charge your phone on there.
Yeah.
And it's nice and bright.
Yeah, that's very cool. And although he's running two amps, it's there's no like stereo effects in it. It's basically just like two mono signals. Wow, it sounds great. Yeah. Well, Red, thanks so much, man. Yeah,
thanks.
Pleasure
thanks
seeing you.
Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, and congrats on the book. That's huge.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, John Bollinger, I'm with Mark Ford. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Man, let's hear about this very cool guitar.
Well, this is one that Bill Asher was making after I had already begun with a signature model of mine. And then I was secretly going like, man, that's really cool, but I was busy on those.
Yeah.
And then when this Woodstock thing came up with Rich, I was gonna leave and I went into this place and I saw it on the wall and that gold one is kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe I should borrow it to Woodstock. And I never did. I mean, the story's kind of cool. And when I get back afterwards, I meet Craig Ross, who I haven't seen for a long time, at Bill Asher's place. And he walks in and he goes straight for this one on the wall. So we're there and we take a picture with Bill, me and Craig and Bill. And by the time I drive home, Rich has texted me. He's like, what's that guitar Craig's playing at Bill's? I don't know, that's my guitar. And so I texted Bill, I ain't standing next to anybody playing that thing. So yeah. He goes, that's the best email I got you, we'll work it out. And now it's like,
God,
it's so beautiful.
It is, man.
It's, and it's just one big piece of mahogany, no neck joint.
Wow.
Just a plank of...
It's like if the Jetsons played a gold top, it kind of, yeah.
Well, the cool bit I dig is that you get the over the top thing.
Right.
But then you also get through the body.
Oh, yeah, like, kind of the best of both. Like a top wrap and a through the body.
And the tight, like, connection to the body, you know, with the string.
Yeah, I bet you kind of feel that when you
it's
dig
snappy,
in.
Man. It'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, so it's a maple top and mahogany body, or is it all mahogany?
I would imagine, yeah, because he called it his 59.
So. Okay, so that might be it. Yeah. Wow, it's beautiful, man. And so the pickups, you know what those
are? Curtis Novak.
Huh.
And I didn't even want to say it because I love them so much. I don't want everybody to have them.
Keep it a secret, the secret weapon, yeah.
I mean, they're incredible because they're really microphonic. They're not for everybody.
Yeah.
You got to wrestling in, but when you know you can, it's a musical feedback that it's the, up in the wizard area.
That's a good way to put it. Well, when I was watching the Magpie Salute videos prior to this, I saw the guitar and I thought, wow, man.
Yeah, it's pretty striking.
Yeah, it is. I've just never seen it. So
it
so is that your number one right now?
It's the one that I've been playing mostly, yeah. I mean, you know, it makes the most sense, humbuckers.
Sure.
With this music, and it's just the one that I had that didn't weigh a ton.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it is light. That's great.
It's much lighter, yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, let's hear about like number two. What's when you're not on that one?
Well, let's see.
Yeah. I know you carry a bevy of them with you, but
well, I don't really. Rich, we use some of Rich's. Just because they were here.
Sure.
And the gear was all came from his locker. And
yeah.
Rather than flying more around, this is the signature model.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah.
Wow, what a beautiful guitar.
This is what Bill and I had been working on when I saw that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't pull out it.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And then when we agreed on it, I was like, yeah, man, that's it. I had to decide that I really loved it, so I started playing it only, exclusively. And then I just fell in love and I stopped playing other guitars. So now I'm only playing his guitars.
Yeah.
Except, you know, now Fenders are, obviously, I'm remembering how fun they are.
Sure,
again.
Yeah. But yeah, I've fun just, to have that flavor.
I needed to know that this is really a guitar that I would use all the time and I could do anything I need on it before I start going like, hey, everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But
yeah, let's hear this then.
Yeah, all right. And this one's got Tom Short's original P90s that he made for me.
Oh, wow, that's great.
They're engraved in the back. I've had them for a while.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
It's wow, bad. Those P90s are, when you're without pedals, it seemed every bit as loud as the humbuckers.
Well, they're not really P90s. I mean, they are, but they don't sound like them. They're not nosy, you know?
Yeah. Are they stacked? Because they're really quiet.
No, they're just super open and...
Wow.
It's a great room. It's got electricity. This is not always... Well, see, they were...
Okay.
That was humbuckers.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit of that super cycle. But what's this magic knob right there?
It's like the old, you know.
Variable, like the Gibson.
This used to be 16 position.
Oh, really?
I can't remember the name of it. And I just said there's too many. You know,
yeah.
It's.
Nobody needs that many choices.
Well, in the studio, I saved one for the studio because it really is musical, each one of those notches.
Yeah.
And I wish I could remember. We could figure it out. But
this
one's down to just six. So, you know, you can really get a kind of a snotty P90 thing with it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it looks like a mahogany body and one
all
piece.
Mahogany and maple neck.
Maple
and
neck.
Rosewood. And it was kind of trying to put a special and a Strat together.
Right. Yeah, love the Strat-esque whammy on that. God, what a great guitar.
Yeah, we found Callahan, I believe, maybe his name. Don't quote me on that, but this is Gibson spacing, but.
Oh,
it's all Fender otherwise.
That's really clever. Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering kind of how you did that.
Well, it was a hassle getting it over the Gibson pickups, you know.
Right, right.
So on my prototype, the yellow one, Bill made ones with pull pieces that were further apart.
Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, well, let's great guitars. Let's talk about keep that on because we're going to hear some of these. You have more stuff, man.
I'll play you through the amp when I'll grab this Les Paul I got.
Okay, yeah.
Just
great.
To be fair.
Yeah, sure. A little taste test.
And just so I'm not, you know, blowing bills.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, do the Pepsi challenge.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, so you've had that one a while, right?
I had it, and yes, I have had it a little while, yeah. But not, probably I got it, 07 maybe? The difference, it's like a 50, it's 200 remade, I don't know when.
Like and a 56-ish type?
Well, 56, but with the, 56 was wraparound, right?
I think 56 is the first year of the Tune-O-Matic.
Oh, what?
I think so, I think before then. I think that's the year.
A remake, and it was my consolation of not getting this Nocaster that was the baddest. Well, it's David Hildago's Nocaster.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He stole it from under me. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So instead of getting that guitar, I had cash, and I walked in to get it, and the owner went, "Dave got it." I went, so I went and got this.
Yeah.
And it's just got a beautiful sound.
The Wolf beat you, or Los Lobos.
Yeah, I'll take it, right?
Yeah, right.
But instead I get this bitchin'. It's got a it's got a mahogany top instead of a maple. So it's just got this.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Yeah. That's great.
And this is great.
Yeah, so let's hear about your amp. What are you running?
Satellite. It's Adam Grimm makes these in San Diego. And I got turned on to them through Johnny Two Bags, Social Distortion. And it's all the best Marshalls I've ever owned or played through in one amp with two knobs.
Yeah, I love that, man. Two knobs.
And there's no place you can set either one of them that isn't a usable musical tone.
Oh,
you
know? Great.
He's just like, he reminds me of like the old Hot Rod buddies my dad hung out with, right? He's just nothing fancy, just straight and horsepower.
Yeah. Very cool.
It's a bitchin' amp.
And those two cabs, separate 12s and...
What this was, this is two separate combos that started out to be, but this fell out of the thing, so I just had a box sent out.
Oh, okay.
So I'm running, these are two separate amps of his.
Oh,
one's
really?
A 45 watt EL 34.
Oh, okay.
And one is 1520.
Oh, okay.
And it's like 6Q something power tubes.
Oh, very cool.
Really finicky and difficult tubes, but when they sound right, they're...
Right. Yeah, awesome.
They sing real nice.
Yeah.
And fabulous. I just run from one end to the other.
Okay, great. And looks like that reverb unit sitting on top.
Yeah, this thing is pretty incredible because... tube and a little bit of splash kind of on it. Yeah.
Sounds killer. And then you've got a modest pedal board too.
Pedal board. Very simple. Wah, BMF.
Great.
My old fuzz Sun Lion from Mike Pierre Analog Man, which is a fuzz face on one side. And a Beano on the other.
Well, that's great. Right?
And then that kicks on this.
Oh, okay.
That Mike modded. That's badass.
That's great.
This kicks on his delay over there. And then I got. Satellites too. Fog cutter and this white amp. This white thing is basically, it's like a Harvard front end.
Yeah.
If you wanted. That's
killer.
Like if you got, you know, Princeton thing.
Yeah, totally. Sounds killer. Well,
that's
Mark,
it.
Apparently they opened up doors and running us out, but man, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Love the new band.
Thank you.
Cheers, till next time.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.